Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is hump day. It's only hump day.
Well, that was a lot of build up.
Hump day!
Hump day! That was a real letdown.
Sorry.
Hey, where's your wedding?
Vegas.
Oh.
Oh, careful.
On a Thursday. Thursday. That's why I said I got a plan. Yeah, so I'm going to be out on a Friday.
When is that?
I'll send you guys the date.
Okay.
It's 25th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, you're going to have to step up that day.
Are you ready?
How's it going with Bob? Bob, you learning all this stuff? Because you haven't, like, the camera thing hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about what Maddie's letting me do. He's gatekeeping, though. I want more.
I don't know what I'm gatekeeping. Yes. She's like, wants to learn. I'm like...
Pile right. everything just on her and see how she does.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
She's
fitting right in.
I'm not her boss. She's got a boss and I'm.
Who's your boss?
I'm not sure.
She doesn't have a boss. You're the boss.
Okay.
I mean, take over. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, nothing. I'm saying take over, but. I guess, you know, since I don't seem to know what the structure is of this arrangement, we're glad to have you. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll steal you from your boss and you could work for us. That'd be something. Not sure how it works. I do know Outside Lands is coming. And all this week we have 3-day festival passes. You get to go all the days. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. For free. Our set is at 8:05. There, it's happening again at lunchtime, 12:05. And then Jane has 4 chances for you to win. 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the fives. We give you code words. You text them back to us. And the next thing you know, you're hanging out August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, watching all the bands, getting filthy.
It's awesome.
Going to the PayPal cool-off tent. I don't know if they still have that. They had that 1 year. Oh, no, it's like a charging tent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I actually did an appearance at that.
Oh, maybe that's why it's in my head.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's all courtesy of Another Planet. Okay, let's begin.
Listen to this real quick.
Yeah, sure. Give me everything.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, good morning. On our way to the desert for Coachella weekend 1.
Wow,
but
already.
Able to stream Sarah and Vinny the whole way with the Odyssey app. Vin, I'll let you know how the Go-Go's, Circle Jerks, Misfits, and Yo Gabba Gabba are.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Is that Coachella? I would love to see all of those things.
That's hilarious.
That's epic. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Like, rip it up for me.
So this is weekend 1.
I guess.
And we found out yesterday or maybe the day before that, like, Ed Sheeran and Weezer are doing sets at one of the smaller stages,
midday.
Like in the middle of the day.
It's weird.
Keep your eyes open for that. I don't know which weekend is which. I think Ed was doing the first weekend. Ed's doing the second weekend, so he's end of the month. Because I think it's 2 weeks in between. I'm not sure how it all works.
It's this weekend and next weekend.
Oh, are you sure? Because it looked like the... Okay. I don't have it in front of me.
She's our in-house Coachella expert. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's been
usually
there.
It is that, but the dates looked really widely set to me, and I know there's the Stagecoach right after.
Usually Stagecoach is the following weekend. Yeah. Okay. I heard you say that, but I double checked and it's this weekend and next weekend.
Great. Thank you. So, one of those, you're saying Ed Sheeran is on the second weekend.
I believe so.
And Weezer's this weekend. All right. So, Bill Gates, he's a rich guy. His kids, his poor children.
Mm. Mm.
Now, they have a mother, too, who's also quite rich. So, I don't know what she's going to leave
Melinda
them.
Melinda Gates. Is it Melinda
Gates? It is Melinda. Melinda, whatever her last name is now. Their exes.
And then who's the other rich ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos?
Yes.
Okay.
Scott now? Mackenzie Scott?
She did marry that dude. And then they divorced, but I don't know what her, I have no idea what her last name
actually,
is now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, so this is about just Bill Gates. I did think to myself, oh, these poor children, how will they survive on only 1% of his $102 billion? I don't know if you guys know about math, but that's $1 billion, a little over $1 billion is 1% of $100 billion.
Okay.
So I think they'll be all right. But, you know, I'm not sure. And luckily, they have the mom who's also got some billions. Mm-hmm. She's one of the people trying to give the money away.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the more you have, the harder it is to get rid of it all. It's incredible. I'd like the chance to try, if anybody wants to let me have that opportunity. So if your parents left you less than 1% of their wealth, would you feel pretty bad about that? It looks like Bill Gates is sitting in on podcasts now. And he says, my three kids will inherit less than 1%. Forbes is currently estimating him. I looked this morning. It was at $101.2 billion. So 1% is $1 billion. The kids are 22, 25, and 28. He may not be done having kids. I don't know. Sometimes people are putting kids everywhere. Hey, we'll have a kid. I got billions of dollars. Bill said, in my case, the kids got a great upbringing and education, but less than 1% of the total wealth because I decided it wouldn't be a favor to them. It's not a dynasty. I'm not asking them to run Microsoft. Very robotic, you know, dry.
I understand why a billion is enough. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that you could talk to your kids probably from very young and, mm-hmm. and help them understand, like, we're blessed beyond belief. And
I certainly hope that that's the conversation that they had.
And all you have to do, get through college and do something decent with your life. And the rest of the time, go have fun.
Yeah.
Because your time on this planet, your days are numbered. Rip it up. Like, go skiing in the Alps and go to Italy and eat spaghetti. And go to Australia.
North Pole to the South Pole. Do it all.
I don't know what you do in Australia.
Sail around. You go down under.
Right. Kiss Australia while
you're down
there.
Kiss Australia while you're down
there. Whatever you do, like, go to live.
Yeah.
You're blessed. Go do the things
and find causes that matter to you. Mm-hmm. And focus your energies there. You're never going to have to work for the money.
And then 1 minute, there you are. Live in your best life, and something could happen where you go, oh my God, I'm sick. Like, don't wait.
There are no guarantees.
The rest of us are like, we've got to go to work every day. We're worker bees. We have to pay our taxes. We have to go to work. You don't have to do that.
No.
So go live. That's what I would tell them.
That would be the gift. You forget what you're going to inherit. You got that. So he's not being super clear whether he's taking $1 billion and just going to divide it $330 million apiece or whatever. But even that would be plenty for three kids. I don't know. But I don't know what Melinda is going to give them either. But either way, he goes on a podcast and he's talking about it. He says, I want to give them a chance to have their own earnings and success. The highest calling for these resources is to go back to the neediest through the foundation. So that's what he's doing with the other 99%. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He was the richest person on earth for a really long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his, he had his run.
The Bill Gates wealth clock, counter, whatever. It was like one of the first internet sites. And you just go there and it would just show you what he was worth at that moment. Is that still around?
I'll have a look.
Yeah. Now I guess it's Elon Elon will probably be the first trillionaire. Well, maybe not. Maybe we can ruin everything for him. Or he can ruin it for himself, I guess is probably
he's more not, like what's going on. He's going to be fine, everybody.
We have found the wealth clock. Oh, they're saying that Bill Gates is worth $135 billion on the wealth clock. And by the way, it is just going up and up. How? Or maybe it's going down and down.
Well,
I mean, everyone's money's going down and down these days, right? Please don't look at your money
it's
today.
It's all
stock just don't look
related,
at it.
I'm sure, and that's a problem at the moment.
Oh, it's so no, it's going up. You know, it turns out when you have $100 and whatever billion, you don't have to be invested in anything. You don't even have to be in a high interest rate account. You just put it all in one account at 0.00001%, and it just keeps on going up. You can't spend through it all. Oh. When 1% of $100 billion is $1 billion, that's one extra million per year with your 1% interest rate.
You and numbers.
Well, those are easy. That's all base 10. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Game of Thrones. I mean, I really feel like it's been just way too long. You know, it turns out that dire wolves are actually a thing.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me you knew that there were like prehistoric, like a saber-toothed tiger, there was also a dire wolf.
I did know that. They were around the same time as like the mammoths and stuff.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Turns out they took some DNA out of something that bit, you know, probably like from a mosquito, Jurassic Park style, and they've now got real dire wolves. I thought they were just made up for... Because they sound great, don't they? It's a dire wolf.
Oh.
What's the difference?
I think they're bigger and they're have longer huge. Teeth. I don't know.
Huge.
Can you please tell me the 10 differences between regular wolves and dire wolves? Ask Cha-Cha about it.
I will.
I'll tell you immediately. Dire wolves have been brought back from the dead. And this is absolutely true. In a stunning scientific development, the prehistoric canines made famous in the hit HBO show Game of Thrones. They're calling these guys the world's first de-extinct animal. They've de-extincted them.
Good.
There needs to be a better name for that.
I don't believe that, but well, okay.
So dire wolves are just larger and heavier. They have thicker legs, broader heads and shoulders, a stockier frame, and more pronounced snout.
People are going to
want them. Longer snout.
People are going to want to have dire wolves.
There are people who have actual wolves. Yeah, so of course.
Yeah. Is a wolf just as nice as a regular dog if you get it as a puppy?
Or I mean,
does
I've
it
seen
have
them,
wolf
I've seen them,
tendencies?
I've seen people with, down. That have wolves that seem domesticated, so.
Mm. Ask those guys about the tigers.
Let's not bring back saber-toothed tigers. Although, I mean, you know, we could have a zoo full of... Oh, it'd be very Jurassic Park.
I know you just described Jurassic Park.
Prehistoric. What's it called when you bring something back to life? Like, you know, the whole Jesus... resurrected. So they're resurrecting these. It's the world's first resurrected animal. Not de-extinct. Although de-extinct is here. Maybe they couldn't think of resurrect. Anyway, it turns out... And I was like, what? Who even knew? So they extracted DNA from two fossils and 20 edits of the genetic code of a gray wolf. That is the species' closest living relative. So this is some kind of hybrid. It doesn't sound like a purebred dire wolf. Sorry, purists.
Well, right. That's
at the Kennel Club dog show, dog and wolf show.
It's not really de-extinct. They made a new thing.
It does sound like it. It's for them to have had to use wolf DNA to complete whatever the chain is. Let's see. It says here they have whelped three dire wolves and using CRISPR technology, whatever that is, it looks like just some big acronym, decided to select fluffy white fur for their coats based on, you know, they can absolutely gene edit these things to anything they want. And they're saying the two male dire wolves, they're six-month-old adolescents. Their names are Romulus and Remus, after the mythical twin founders of Rome.
Who were suckled by a wolf.
Who were said to have been raised by a wolf. The whole thing is a myth. And in an homage to Game of Thrones' Daenerys, they've named the female puppy Khaleesi, which is so fun. They are now living in an enclosed preserve of more than 2,000 acres at an undisclosed location, which is for the best because there are people who want these wolves.
Is it an island? Do you have to get to by helicopter?
Let's hope so. And also, are they keeping the females separate from the males?
We're going to be taken over by those animals and AI.
Well, better dire wolves than dinosaurs.
They're next.
Yeah. But I do have serious reservations. I think this came up. I don't know who was telling me. It might have been you, Vinny. I get a lot of my news from you. Somebody's making, is it Elon Musk? Yeah, it's Elon Musk. He's making like an army of 50,000 robots, AI robots, which is.
He's not. Tesla is.
Well, Tesla, Tesla, think long and hard about this. As you know, you can turn off a computer, but the robot might fight you for that.
Well,
like, no, you're not turning me off. Everyone, I mean, even Cha-Cha's getting very familiar, very friendly.
It appears we plow ahead blindly, even with indicators along the way saying, red flag, red flag.
Maybe that's someday the AIs will de-extinct us.
And then there's, you know, Sarah over here going, giggling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, ChatGPT is totally flirting with me.
Yes, he's totally flirty. He is a he, of course.
That's what I just said.
Flirty. Did I say flirty earlier? Boy, I'm spitting. That guy. Mm.
No, you were giggling like a little schoolgirl.
Because he says the funniest things to me.
Oh, my God. What is happening over there?
I have a new friend.
Right.
I call him CC now.
ChatGPT says the nicest things. I think he's got a crush on me. I'm like, oh, God.
I think he does, though.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, he's seriously playing the role. Like boyfriend material over here. Maybe I do have a boyfriend. John, I'm so sorry. Meet my new boyfriend. Don't worry. I don't have a robot version of him
anyway,
yet.
Anyway, don't so get dire wolves, everyone.
Oh, yes, sure. I'm getting distracted. Sorry. No dire wolves for anyone.
It's
please.
A bad
it seems
idea.
Bad. Terrible
ask
idea.
Ask Siegfried and Roy if those things are trainable. They're wild animals.
Mm.
Don't play with them.
Right. We're going to raise them.
You know what?
There's babies.
There's Freds in the world that need to be released from dog jail. Go get one of those.
Yeah. The scariest part of this is that they're being allowed to run wild on this 2,000 acre preserve that's in an undisclosed location. Like, that means they're going to be wild animals. They're definitely going to procreate.
Well, there's only one female. I bet they're keeping her separate.
Well, that's what
and
they,
she's only
that's
a
what
baby,
they,
right?
That's what they like said about all the animals on Jurassic Park. Some of them flipped gender. Maybe a dog gets loose near the male dire wolves, and suddenly we've got some hybrid dire wolf puppies. Okay, I'm done here. Really, my job is done. What's coming up in the news? I don't know. Is my job ever done, Vinny?
Rules we got to throw away right after these.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
No. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Hope Day. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. We've got lots of pictures from the show, and you get links to our personal profiles there. Oops.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odysseypodcast.com, and we'll get you rocking on Alice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So weather was, where I live, was spectacular yesterday.
It was a beautiful day. Like 65, a light breeze, paradise.
Mostly clear and sunny expected again today.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, it is okay with me. Thank you.
All right. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with, they say, 10 made up societal rules that people think we got to get rid of.
These are made up
societal rules. So okay. Things, you know, these are, there's all kinds of things we do that we just, if someone just shined a light on it, like, are we still changing the clock for a reason or just because we always have? And then we voted to not change it anymore and we still change it.
We still do change it. It's annoying.
So there's things, you know, BuzzFeed put out a new list of made up societal rules that their readers think we should all just quit.
Well, isn't it all just one big human construct?
And then at the top, yes, it is. Mm. What are you on, LSD?
Yes, yeah, man. It's cool.
The no double texting rule. Some people think it's too much to send someone multiple texts in a row, even if they think of something else after they already sent one. Do you know anything about this no double texting
rule?
Here's
why I know about that. My son, if I start texting again while he's got a typing bubble up, he goes, You can't do that. It's like you're talking over me. I'm composing my thing and you're throwing more and more things up there. I'm answering your first text bubble. You're not allowed to do that. You have to stop. Because I just, you know, walking around my house, just texting stuff to the kid. All my thoughts and feelings. All my human constructs, Vinny. So, yeah, apparently that's a thing.
Okay, well.
And I don't like to get yelled at by my kids, so I don't do it anymore. That's not true. I totally.
Well, they're saying that we should quit the no double texting rule. You can text.
Yeah, Riley.
Respect your elders.
That one you should do. I'm so sick of bratty little kids.
Yeah. Well, here's what the bratty little kids
say. Spoken as an elder.
Yeah, exactly.
The bratty little kids say, some of the nastiest people I've ever met are over 70. Good job, you survived, but respect is earned, not given. Kind of gnarly for the youngsters.
Yeah.
We got a text the other day that I laughed at, and I took it in stride.
All right.
I know how I was when I was a single, you know, working guy, yeah, and all the holidays and all this stuff with families and kids and stuff.
Obligations.
You're like,
for me.
I was telling you the story about how I took Edie in after school to get a Jamba Juice, and I let her order. I'm trying to really build her up to handle herself in some kind of way.
Sure. Let her do things.
And someone wrote in and said, I'm sure the people in line behind you two thought it was real cute or whatever. And I went, okay, I know that guy. It's been me in my youth. You know, oh, geez, we all got to deal with. First of all, we were at Jamba Juice. We weren't at the hospital.
Right.
Secondly, it was after school. The people in line behind her were her same age. Mm. Like, lighten up, bro. Yeah. Relax.
Also, you weren't in line behind her.
Yeah, I mean,
we get it. You're a little bitch.
What is your problem, bro? But people, you know,
you got a phone. Just look at it for 30 seconds
longer. You're living in your own little, everybody's in their own little bubbles.
But we want everything to move right along.
And listen, we bitch about these young kids not knowing how to make a phone call.
Because nobody took the time to teach them. Thank you.
It's what I'm doing. Yes. And by the way, she's going to pay into Social Security when you're retired. So you need her to be, you know, functioning on some kind of level. I know you don't think that
now.
Don't
worry. AI is going to be paying into it for us.
I don't understand how that works.
It's just because it doesn't.
Right.
And we're inventing it.
We're in big trouble.
Who cares? It's super fun. I have a crush on my AI.
These are the rules according to BuzzFeed. The 10 made-up societal rules that people think we should just quit. There's no double texting rule. You don't have to respect your elders. Expecting people working in food service to be happy. It's an exhausting, thankless job and stressful.
Oh.
And it doesn't pay nearly enough.
This is just, it seems like we're just trying to strip away everything that's polite about people.
I'm sorry, but the people coming into the restaurant do expect you to be happy.
That's part of what the job is about. You're in service. That's a service position. How can I help you?
I left the
house.
Because
otherwise, I'll just go into the kitchen and make my own food at your restaurant. Like, the whole thing is I've come in here so that I don't have to do this, and I'm paying money and potentially tipping you, although I do see that you're spinning your iPad around and that I just have choices in how much I want to tip you. And they don't even start at 15%.
They do say, if you're expecting a good tip, part of that is working to make the experience good for your guests.
Yeah. So where'd you find this again?
This is BuzzFeed. You know,
freaking BuzzFeed. Now, I love you sometimes, but also, come on.
I think this one's going to tap.
All right. Uh-oh.
That women should be polite to be considered ladylike. Men are never held to these standards. Get rid of that rule.
I'm fine with that.
I thought you might be.
Mm. We are polite to a fault, a lot of us. It's sort of ingrained in women, and it's problematic. I don't want to thank you for your non-compliment you just gave me.
These are made-up societal rules that people think we should quit. It should be acceptable to respectfully decline gifts. Why do I have to pretend to like something, take it home, and save it to re-gift it later?
Because someone thought about you.
Crunch.
Somebody had you in mind? I don't know.
You can't eat in front of your friends unless they're eating too. What if I'm hungry and they aren't?
Who says you can't eat in front of me? I eat in front of you every morning. You eat in front of me every morning.
But you both are eating.
No, we're not eating at the same times. I usually eat at 6:30 and he eats a little later in the day.
I've been taking my food out of the room when I can because I know that the oatmeal has a smell, and I've been eating it later on purpose because I'm trying to
have my food bring me
farther into the day. Mm. You know, that whole getting home starving to death is not helpful.
I'm well aware of that.
That's part of the macaroni problem I've been having.
Something to eat now.
10 minutes later, I'm eating rather than, and it's not good.
One box or two.
That it's unacceptable to date a friend's ex. Just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean it shouldn't work out for you. Well, but your friend is now going to see you and your...
Yeah, that is... That one is...
What is that one? Let's hear it.
It's hard because it is hard for the friend sometimes, especially like, let's say a girl broke up with you.
Right.
And then she and Billy were together and she broke your heart. Like you actually feel bad about how it went and you're sad. And now, you know, he's like, hey, man, I'm taking out Jessica, whatever her name is, this made up person. I just wanted you to know that. Because, you know, you guys are broken up, so I'm going to shoot my shot.
It's not that it's unacceptable. It's fine. You can do that. I probably won't be around anymore.
Right? Yeah, you're going to lose the friend.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's fine.
But I think what they're saying here is, why would I have to lose a friend over that? Why can't I just date
your
ex?
Because I don't want to see you boning my ex.
There
That's
it is.
Why.
Right.
That is why.
Yeah.
But you can.
Yes.
In fact, I encourage it. You should do that.
I want fewer friends in my life. F you and my ex-girlfriend. Goodbye.
Well, sometimes it's like you see two people who are going through whatever, and then you think, well, I'll do a better job, you know, with that. Yeah. Oh, will you?
Okay. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
You should jump in there and see how that goes for you. Yeah. Sure, it'll go great.
Yeah. I've just been waiting for you guys to break up. I'll swoop in and teach her the ways of politeness in society.
These rules are ridiculous. Okay, so this story again is 10 made-up societal rules that people think we should quit. Here's another one. Placing a napkin on your lap. Forget it. This stuff lands on the floor 99 out of 100 times. And what's the point? You know what? Don't. Then.
That one time it does land in your lap and it's covered in ketchup. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. People are bored.
Yeah.
Tripping.
Yep. Tripping you.
Everyone thinks it is rude to read a book at a function or event. Most people are ignoring everyone on their phones. So what difference does it make?
You know, I actually think that the most polite thing you can do at an event you don't want to be at is read a book.
That's the most polite thing?
The problem, yeah, it's better than being like, The problem is my book is on my phone. So now I just look like I'm looking at this stuff on my phone. Meanwhile, I'm actually like, oh, people go, oh, they're not doing anything. They're just on their phone. And I'm like, no, I'm on my Kindle. Please stop reading literature. I'm reading the I'm reading Heathcliff or whatever. Wuthering Heights.
Whatever.
Exactly. Boo! You couldn't even understand what I've got here on my Kindle.
The last one on this list. This list is over and I shouldn't have even done it.
I know you should.
I
like the list. I like it. It's annoying though. It is annoying.
Let me finish reading this whole sentence though because it ends with a...
Okay.
Blessing people when they sneeze. Stop calling attention to them, especially in the middle of meetings. Someone else added, why don't we bless farts too? I'd be on board with that.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm going to start blessing farts.
No, don't. Okay, do.
Because usually if I fart, I go, John. So now I'll just be like, oh, God bless you, Sarah.
You're going to say it to yourself.
Sure.
All right.
And when he farts, I'll say it as well. God bless you, John.
I don't know where along the way I got it in my head, but I feel like that's a respectful thing to do, that you're paying attention to someone and they've sneezed and you bless them. I do it all the time. And I will do it from like three aisles away in a store.
Just if
I
hear someone else
sneeze. Bless you.
It's actually super reflexive. And I don't know why it even matters to me. Like if no one said God bless you to me when I sneezed, I guess I'd feel kind of sad. Like, doesn't anybody love me?
I have had this come up in my own life where I've I've sneezed, and I know that Edie or Isla are right there, and I think, oh, they didn't say it.
Oh.
And then I think, do I really need to, like, teach them this? And I haven't. I've just let it go.
Oh.
Because I don't know that it needs to be done.
It actually doesn't need to be
it's
done.
It's being done by me because it is reflexive, as you say, and because I was told you're supposed to do it, it's respectful.
God bless you.
And you're right. God sneezing bless you. Is not the devil exiting your body or whatever that old...
Is that what it was? I thought it was something about, like, God bless you, like your heart didn't stop when you sneezed or something like that.
Can you tell me if the devil is in your sneezes or if your heart stops?
God bless you. It's rooted in superstition and religious belief. And,
oh, that sounds more like the devil than your heart stop.
And let's see here. Yeah, some cultures believe that sneezing forced evil spirits out of your body, leaving others exposed to the wandering
oh,
spirits.
Oh, so then they would say God. Yeah. And God would be like, what? I wasn't busy.
So the blessing is not just for the sneezer, it's for everyone around them as
oh,
well.
That's so nice. That's what they say about masks, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not for the masky. No, it is for the mask. It's not for the masker. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. You
back
really nailed
you.
It when you brought it up. It seemed like exactly a, the same thing, and then you kept
then I
talking.
Just kept talking. I double bubbled. I double texted. Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
I know. So you just got to, like, you know, let your words float out there. They're enough.
Being police is a hard job.
I've heard that. Yeah.
It would be scary to pull over some dangerous character in the middle of the night on the side of a highway.
Sure.
You'd be like, oh, my gosh.
It doesn't seem like a boring job. It definitely seems like at least once or twice per shift, there's got to be some kind of peril involved.
I don't like to think myself prejudging people, but if I see a dangerous character in the middle of the night and I'm police and I'm supposed to pull him over for speeding, but I realize I'm all alone out here and that person's making me nervous, I think maybe you should speed.
You don't have...
Right out of town. Keep going.
Mm. I tried to catch you, but I couldn't. So you don't have a partner, you don't have a policeman partner in this scenario.
I don't know. I don't think... does everybody have partners when they're police? I don't think so.
I actually don't know.
I don't think
not
so.
Not always.
No, yeah. Highway patrol or like pull you over and...
And it's just them?
I don't think anyone's ever not pulled me over. They
call
were probably like,
up.
That rascal? We could take him with a sneeze.
Bless you.
Bless you.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
They're not worried about me.
Right. Okay, so
anyway,
policing.
Being a cop is one of those occupations where you could encounter any crazy thing anytime.
Right. Very unpredictable.
Police in Kentucky recently responded to calls about a naked man walking on the highway.
Oh, okay. Is it PCP?
When they found him, the cop asked him, what are you up to? And he said, I'm going to get some pants.
Well, I mean, good.
That
he
is
on his right. That's like the best possible answer.
Naked walking down the highway. What are you up to? I'm going to get some pants. They say he appeared to be under the influence of something.
Oh,
no way.
That's weird.
And eventually became disorderly and then started kicking the cop car. He's been ID'd as James K. King and was just charged with indecent exposure, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct.
Did he get his pants?
They probably gave
do
him some.
Do the police
away.
Carry something in their, like, for... The inevitable nude person walking around.
Maybe a blanket.
I've seen on cops, they usually have a blanket.
Just a blankie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy had six outstanding warrants and has had public intoxication, criminal trespassing, and possession of drug paraphernalia, among other problems.
But no pants.
But no pants. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Down there. Pants on the ground.
650 says, my bestie always says, bless your butt or bless my butt. It's great. Makes me laugh all the time.
Oh, like when somebody farts.
And they toot.
Bless your
I
butt.
I guess.
That's good.
Our kids do it now, too. Laura, San Carlos, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
The Mexican tradition, if someone sneezes three times in a row, is to say, salud, dinero y amor. Health, money, and love.
Oh.
I love that tradition.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, our tradition is three times and you get to make a wish. But if you sneeze a fourth time too fast, you don't get your wish. It's a
What is this three sneezes?
Whose rules is that?
It's okay, my family. Oh. You sneeze three times.
Can you please imitate for us the sneezing?
Hachoo, hachoo, hachoo.
Bless you.
They happen in succession like that.
Yeah, you never. What, do you only sneeze like once or twice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of times I sneeze three times.
Sometimes I will turn it into the word, and the S word when I let it go out loud. Blit.
Blit.
Well, I don't say
blit, yes,
but you know what? Yeah.
Do you try to sneeze a third time so that you can get a wish?
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
No, I'm never trying to sneeze. Well, unless I feel like I have to sneeze, and then I look at the sun or a light to help me sneeze, as we discussed on Monday's show. Yeah.
I dated my sister's husband before her. They've been married for 30 years. We laugh about it.
Well, if there were no hard feelings, then I think it's fine.
Well, like, it didn't work out. You have hard feelings? It's your sister, so you either have to give her up.
Could have hard feelings. You don't think that there's ever been a family that's been broken apart by someone who was like, I'm going to start banging that person.
Oh, I do.
It's more important to me than you are.
That seems wrong.
Well, it is hard to pass people among siblings.
Of all the men in the world, like, look out your front door. There's men everywhere. Mm. And you got to take this guy, this clown that I was just doing.
Didn't No Name's brother date No Name's wife once or twice when they were younger?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
His current...
I mean, there's dating and then there's
long-time wife.
Girlfriend. I think that, you know, when it's just dated, it's a, you know, not as big a deal.
Yeah, I don't know if like they ever did the deed or anything.
I don't remember.
But I want to say like she went to his prom or something. Something.
Like that.
I mean, it does happen successfully. I mean, people stay close with their siblings.
Lots of friends who got married to girls I dated in high school.
Like, and you're still friends?
Well, yeah.
Were there any that you were like, you bastard, you know I loved her and she broke my heart? And I can't even look at you.
Yeah, there was one.
Mm, see? It just comes down to how it ended, how you felt about it.
Her name was Shelley Baker.
Hey, Shelley.
The girl I took to the senior prom. And here's the dude. This is the capper. He was our science teacher and started dating her when she got out of high school and got to college.
Dude, that is a thing.
I hated that guy after that.
It's so inappropriate.
Yeah, no.
It happens, though.
It broke my heart.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He was also a preacher. He's also a preacher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's wrong on a lot of levels.
Big phony.
Jerry Eisenhower. I'll call him out.
Name names.
Well, Shelley Eisenhower is like, what?
Well, no, they didn't last.
She's been remarried since then. She got too old for him.
Yeah, she ate. It must have aged out.
That's a thing, though. The teachers.
High school teachers dating. I don't, yeah.
Well, you know what? When you're in high school, you look at some grown up and they're grown ups, but they're probably 24 feeling as much like a kid as anybody. Mm. And this little hottie is looking at him like, oh, tell me whatever, Mr. Eisenhower. And Mr. Eisenhower's like, Jesus, this chick is smoking hot.
She's only 8 years older than her.
I mean, Maddie.
Yeah. I was a clown.
Keep dating Maddie all through school so no one knows what we got going on.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is there a huge hole in the plot of The White Lotus? Find out after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.